The Latino population in Georgia is growing, but schools cannot find enough Latino teachers. Fair Street Elementary in Gainesville is made up of roughly 60% Latino students, but only a handful of Latino teachers. Julio Cabañas is an assistant principal there at Fair Street Elementary and was also Gainesville's first Latino administrator. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning, Celeste. It's an honor to be here this morning.
Why is it important? I mean, having just heard this conversation about the uptick in bullying and how dangerous that is, why is it important then to have Latino teachers? Can they help with the problem we just heard about?
Absolutely. If you look at the background of the Latino teachers that we have, and as well as myself, we come from similar backgrounds of having immigrant parents. Most of us were born in this country. So we have that situation where you need to have those strong leaders and role models to be able to say that I have a voice in this situation. Being able to say I am proud of my heritage and I will speak up for myself is something that's important for our students. Luckily, we did not have the strong boom right after the election of students to be scared and wanting to go. There were a handful of students, but our administrative team immediately got on that and started saying the importance of inclusion of all our students and being proud of who you are and not to worry about those situations. Your main focus is just to continue to work on school and to continue to improve yourself as a person, not to worry about the outside situations that really the children had no control over.
So why is it so difficult? And this difficulty in finding Latino teachers is statewide, anywhere that we have a large population of Latino and Latina kids. So why is it so difficult to recruit these teachers?
It's not necessarily that it's a difficult thing. It's just maybe possibly a situation of opportunity. I am blessed to work in a school system where we are 65% Hispanic as a district. Our school, as a matter of fact, our district, we have the highest in the entire state of English language learners at 32%. Being able to come to a situation where you have the opportunity to be a voice and to move forward is important. Gainesville City Schools has a great working relationship with two universities, the University of North Georgia and Brunel University, trying to work to recruit more Hispanic administrators and Hispanic teachers for that purpose, to have the future set up for our students as our community continues to grow in diversity as it does.
What are the strategies you think? I've heard that and I've read that universities in their training programs can actually make a huge difference in who actually ends up going into teaching. But specifically, how does that work? What are the programs that actually are effective?
It's just a matter of, you know, for the students to understand the communities that they're working with, to be able to go out in a community-based situation. We as a school, as Fair Street, are very much community-based. Our teachers know that they have the voice to speak to the parents. The parents are always included in any situations we make. It's a great feeling for a parent to call in and they're concerned with the first question they ask is, you know, ¿hablas español? And when you can answer yes, just the comfort level, making them feel more comfortable of calling the school, of being able to participate is a big thing. Just basically, as long as the teachers know that...
I want to stop you for just a moment, I think often that when we think about why it's important to have Latino teachers, we think about them being bilingual and speaking to the students. You're saying it's even more important that they're able to speak to the parents.
That's the first thing. The first step is community involvement, because once you get the parents involved, the students are happier to have that situation. And when a student is able to know that their parent can call in for a positive situation and the administration or the teachers can communicate back, it makes the student happier to focus on their grades, to focus on attendance, which is the main thing. I mean, a lot of the Hispanic parents, if they feel, you know, their student needs to stay home for a certain amount of time, or they think that, you know, I can take them out of school for 2 months to go down to Mexico or wherever, they need to understand, you know, there's ramifications for that. The student needs to stay in school, needs to stay on that track. We can't be so lackadaisical of saying, all right, they could take 2 months off and they'll just jump back into it. 2 months of schooling is a long time. So the importance of attendance, behavior, and classroom performance are a big focus we have in our district.
How involved are you with all the students? I mean, how involved is an assistant principal to become in their daily classroom lives?
I mean, I was on it from the moment when it started. I left a different district, but immediately when I met the superintendent at the time, Dr. Creel, her focus and vision on One Gainesville and moving forward absolutely just enamored me, and I had to be in there. The next thing I did was I looked at the pictures of our school board. And immediately, just the diversity of our school board in itself, there's Caucasian, African-American, and Hispanic leaders, shows that they are leading towards community involvement. Every day within the system, I speak to parents. We're out there, the administrative team, just for the students to know we have two minority leaders in our school, the principal and myself. you know, he's an African-American male, I'm a Hispanic male. Just having that opportunity for the students to see, wow, these are great leaders who look like me, who have the same similar background of me, just makes it happier and a better situation every day.
And then how does that change then the educational outcomes for the kids? I mean, they're all still learning the same curriculum. So how does the diversity of the school board and the administrative staff have an effect?
It really does, because it makes you more proud of the heritage you are, regardless if you're a Cuban background, if you're Mexican, if you're El Salvadorian, just knowing that there is a great opportunity here for me in the future. I can be a teacher. Teachers lead everything, or I can be a police officer, I can be a fireman. The main important part is, no matter what you have in front of a Cuban, African-American, the main part is the second part of the word, which is American, which is what we all are, and our focus is the students and getting to work together.
But as I'm sure you're aware, there's a shortage of teachers, period.
Very much so.
It doesn't matter
regardless of the situation.
Regardless of background, we're having trouble in America and also in Georgia in recruiting teachers.
Yep.
So can you give me your best pitch? What's your best pitch for me as a college student to become a teacher?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and I say that because we also need, you know, strong male role models in the elementary school as well. Teaching is the foundation for everything, whether it's being a police officer, whether it's being a firefighter, whether it's being president. All of those people were taught by, of course, educators. And we all have that one teacher or two or three and hopefully more where you can say, I went into this field because of that person. Just having someone that you know is there who cares for you every day, it's basically just like having an additional parent. We are there with these students for most of the part time, more than their own families in itself. So for them to have that caring feeling, for a teacher to know my opinion is valued, my work ethic is valued, that's the main thing. Allowing all the teachers to have their own style and to do what they need to do, then manage their own classrooms. But no, our main funnel down is to get our students to improve in every aspect of the day.
What else needs to happen? If you were going to have the power to change one thing in education that might especially impact kids of diverse backgrounds, what would that be?
I would just hope that more opportunities given. I mean, for more Hispanic leaders to do that, to be given those opportunities to run a school. I'm more than capable of running a school right now, and I'm excited for it. But the situation where I'm in right now, being able to take a school like we have this past year and just show that regardless of we're 60% Hispanic, 25% African-American, those schools can compete with just as well as students in schools that are 2% diverse. It's just a matter of the curriculum is going to be the same. It's how you teach it and how you move forward and be proud of your own self and heritage.
That's Julio Cabañas. He's assistant principal at Fair Street Elementary in Gainesville. Julio, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.